Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building that smoky warehouse jungle drum bus sound in Ableton Live 12, and the big idea is simple. We want the break to feel loose, raw, and live, but still tight enough to smash in a DNB drop. If you've ever heard a roller or darker jungle track, where the drums feel like they're breathing in a dim concrete room, that's the vibe we're after. Not super polished, not robotic, more like a breakbeat that's been lived in a little. So first, open a new set and set your tempo around 170 BPM. You can live anywhere in that 160 to 175 zone, but 170 is a really solid starting point for this kind of lesson. Now drag in one jungle break or one break loop that already has character. I'm talking strong snare hits, ghost notes, some movement, and a little grit. A classic break is perfect because it gives you natural groove right away. Before you start slicing things up, just listen. This is important. Don't only hear the break solo and think, is it perfect? Think, does it feel good at tempo? Sometimes a warp setting that sounds a little odd on its own ends up feeling amazing once the bass and pads are playing. So trust context, not just the sample by itself. Double-click the audio clip to open clip view, turn warp on, and start in beats mode. For drum material, that's usually the easiest and best beginner choice. It keeps the transients punchy and helps the break lock to the project tempo without smearing it too much. If Ableton detects the tempo a little off, that's okay. You can adjust the segment BPM if needed, but don't chase perfection. The goal here is not to flatten the soul out of the break. We want it locked, not lifeless. So add warp markers only where you really need them. Focus on the downbeat and the main snare hits. If the loop is drifting, tighten those anchor points, but leave some of the tiny human movement in the ghost notes and hats. That micro variation is part of the jungle feel. That's the sauce. And a useful tip here, use clip gain before you start hitting the plugin chain hard. If the break is too hot, pull the clip volume down first. That way your bus processors behave more naturally and you're not just reacting to a signal that's already too loud. Now let's turn that break into an actual phrase. A lot of beginners just loop the same one bar break over and over, but for DNB, you want movement. Think in two bar or four bar ideas. Maybe bar one is the main loop, bar two has a tiny variation, maybe a little rest before the snare or a fill or a hat change. Then repeat with just enough difference to keep it alive. A really simple jungle-friendly structure could be main break, variation, main break again, then a little fill. You can split and rearrange clips in arrangement view, or duplicate sections in session view if that's easier for you. The point is to make the drums feel like they're performing, not just repeating a sample file. If a kick feels weak or the snare needs more crack, that's totally fine. We can reinforce later. For now, keep the original break as your top layer and focus on the phrase. That keeps the texture authentic. Next, group your drum parts into a drum group. This is your drum bus. Grouping early is a big win, because now you can shape the whole kit as one sound. That's how you get that cohesive warehouse feel instead of a bunch of separate pieces fighting each other. If you need supporting layers, keep them minimal. Maybe a clean kick one shot under a weak kick. Maybe a snare layer for extra snap. Maybe a simple closed hat or shaker if the top end needs more motion. But don't overbuild it. The break should still be the star. Now on the drum bus, let's build a simple Ableton stock chain. A really solid beginner order is a Q8, then drum bus, then glue compressor, then saturator. Clean first, then punch and harmonics, then glue, then final color. That order makes a lot of sense because each device is doing a different job. Start with EQ8. We are not trying to carve the life out of the drums. We're just making space and removing stuff we don't need. Put a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clear rumble. If the break sounds boxy or muddy, try a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz. If the hats feel harsh, a gentle cut around 6 to 9 kHz can help. And if the kick needs a little more body, you can try a subtle boost around 120 to 180 Hz, but keep that really modest. This is a big warehouse lesson right here. Dark DNB drums are not usually about shiny top end. They're about controlled mid-range grit, enough body, and space for the sub to do its job. So if your low mids get too thick, the whole drop starts to blur. Now bring in drum bus. This device is basically made for this kind of sound. Add a little drive, maybe somewhere around 5 to 15%. Add some crunch, maybe 5 to 20%. Keep boom low, especially if the break already has low end. And be careful here, because too much boom will step on your bass line. In DNB, the bass and kick should hit together, not turn into mud. The nice thing about drum bus is that it can make a break feel dusty, sampled, and a little bit worn in, which is exactly what Smoky Warehouse Energy needs. If you push it too far, you'll lose clarity, so listen for thickness, not destruction. We want character, not chaos. After that, add glue compressor or compressor. The job here is simple, hold the drums together without flattening them. A good starting point is a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You only need about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the louder hits. That slower attack is really important, because it lets the kick and snare punch through. If the compressor grabs too fast, the drums lose that sharp impact and start sounding washed out. And in jungle and DNB, the transient is part of the energy. You want the hit to land. Finally, add saturator. This is where we get that extra bit of hardware style color. Keep it subtle. Maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, soft clip-on, and then trim the output so you're level matching, not just making it louder. That's another key lesson. Always compare tone at a similar volume. Loud sounds better by default, so don't get tricked by gain. If you want a little extra underground character, you can duplicate the drum bus and saturate the duplicate a bit more heavily, then blend it quietly underneath the clean bus. Think of it like a dirt layer. Just enough to add density and attitude, not enough to smear the transients. That parallel approach can be super effective. Now let's talk groove. For Smoky Warehouse vibes, we want the drums to feel slightly behind the grid sometimes, but not sloppy. If you use groove in the groove pool, keep it light. Around 10 to 30% is usually plenty. A tiny bit of swing can make the rhythm feel more laid back and human, but don't overdo it. The kick and snare still need to read clearly against the bass. You can also add movement with automation. For example, push drum bus drive up a little in the last bar before the drop, or duck the EQ highs a bit in the intro to make the track feel darker and fubbier, then open it up at the drop. You can even increase saturator drive slightly right before the main section hits. These small moves make the drums feel like they're arriving with intention. And here's a really practical arrangement tip. If you're building a 16-bar drop, keep the first 8 bars stable, then use the next 8 bars to add a fill, more drive, or a small low-end change. Even a tiny variation every 4 bars helps the loop feel like a real performance instead of a copied block. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't warp every hit too hard, because that kills the jungle feel. Don't overcompress the drum bus, because then your snares lose snap. Don't add too much boom in drum bus, because the sub should own that low-end space. And don't make the break too bright. In this style, a slightly darker drum bus usually feels more expensive, not less. One more coach note. Always check the drums in context with the bass. A drum warp setting can sound weird alone and still be perfect with the sub and pads. So keep referencing the full mix. Also keep an eye on headroom, because drum bus and saturator can make things feel huge fast. Match output as you go so you're listening to tone, not just loudness. If you want to take it further, try resampling the drum bus once it feels close. Freeze and flatten it, or record it to a new audio track. That can give the break more commitment and a more sample-like vibe. You can also try a short room reverb on a send, very subtle, high passed so the low end stays clean. That tiny bit of ambience can make the drums feel like they're living inside a warehouse space. So to recap, warp your break lightly in beats mode, keep some human motion, build a short DNB phrase with variation, group everything into a drum bus and shape it with EQ8, drum bus, compression, and saturation. Then use subtle automation and groove to make it feel alive. The big takeaway is this. In dark jungle and warehouse DNB, the best drum sound is usually raw, punchy, and a little imperfect. That imperfection is what gives it life. Now for a quick challenge, build 3 versions of the same drum bus. Make one clean, one warehouse dark and gritty, and one with extra tension and automation. Export them, compare them against a bass line, and see which one hits hardest, and which one feels most atmospheric. Then steal the best idea from each and combine them. That's the lesson. Keep it loose, keep it heavy, and keep it vibey.